The Arabic and Islamic Broadcasting Union, AIBU, has held a conference in Beirut to discuss issues arising from Arab and Islamic nations. The two-day meeting also discussed how to distribute and share information to the rest of the world. News and media personnel from Iran, Turkey, Syria, Palestine, Lebanon, and Yemen attended the conference with the aim to develop their broadcasting concepts and strategies.
In the Middle East, large amount of information and data, and those data should be distributed to the world. And the plan was AIBU take all this volume of information and data to the world.
The meeting comes amid the West's campaign against Iranian media outlets. European governments and satellite international providers Intelsat and Eutelsat have ordered their service providers to stop broadcasting a number of Iranian channels, including Press TV. Eutelsat has acted upon the order of its Israeli-French CEO, Michel DeRozan. In light of such blacklisting, AIBU has promised to deal with the arbitrary sanctions on Islamic and Arab stations by Western regulatory bodies and ensure a better outcome of information.
There's help with legal and help with regulatory and help with research. And we're going to have a news bureau, and which also can be transcended to mobile phones, so that we can take the best of the stories, high quality from the Middle East, format them and resell them to other news organizations.
Intelsat has admitted that its decision to suspend services to Iranian channels was in line with orders from the Office of Foreign Assets Control of the U.S. Department of Treasury. Unprecedented attacks on Iranian media have drawn harsh reaction from people and organizations around the world. The International Telecommunications Satellite Organization has called on Intelsat and the U.S. not to ban Iranian media. It so oversees Intelsat's global services.
From various parts of the Middle East, media officials have come to Beirut in hopes of finding better communications with the West. Eliana Al-Khamisi, Press TV, Beirut.